you ever get down on the human race? If you watch the news or spend too much time online, your opinion of our species might be pretty dim. But you might have a more optimistic take if you spend any time on Upworthy.com, a site that specializes in publishing positive stories that reflect the best of humanity. Now, some of those stories have been collected in the new book, Upworthy's Good People, Stories from the Best of Humanity, by Gabriel Rylick and Lucia Nell. Gabriel is Upworthy's head of content and innovation, and Lucia is a vice president. Here they are to share five of their key insights.
I'm Gabriel Rylick.
And I'm Lucia Nell.
And these are five key insights from our book, Upworthy's Good People, Stories from the Best of Humanity. Insight number one, don't underestimate the impact everyday kindness and connection can have on a person. There's a common misconception that it takes a grand gesture to change someone's life, requiring lots of money, time, or energy. But the reality is powerful interactions of decency between people exist in the everyday moments. Throughout the book, we highlight dozens of stories about the little moments that had an outsized impact on someone's perspective about the world or about people. From a random compliment to just asking someone if they're okay, the impact these moments had was profound, meaningful enough for someone to remember them years or even decades later. Small act, big impact. Seemingly innocuous interactions can change how someone sees the world. Take the story Curly Fries, for example. John, a homesick Coast Guard enlistee, is headed back to his base after visiting his family and not exactly looking forward to it. It's a long, tiring journey, and craving human contact as much as food, he stops at a diner in Texarkana. There, he made a spur-of-the-moment connection with another diner over a funny t-shirt, and that led to a conversation. And that conversation resulted in something much bigger for John, a memory, a greater understanding about the world and about people. And that's where the magic is, because that memory became a well of support for even the most difficult times throughout his life. People share stories like this every day on Upworthy, and there is a beautiful variety of them in Good People. This speaks to an overlooked truth about how we move about in the world. Every interaction we have with someone is an opportunity for a profound shift in perspective. Realizing this raises the stakes of human interaction and adds a layer of beauty. You never know, and you may never know, when you were that person for someone, a stranger or a friend who said or did the right thing at the right time. But knowing that it happens with regularity is a beautiful part of being alive. And the best part, it really doesn't require much effort at all. It just requires seeing people as people. There's a great sense of power and agency that comes with this, knowing that no algorithm or talking head or politician ultimately controls how you interact with someone in real life. It's just you and another person and that moment in time. Simple gestures may not be life-saving in a traditional sense, but they can be emotionally life-saving, providing comfort during times when that is desperately needed. What makes some of these stories particularly powerful are how they show that anyone can be a source of kindness. It can be so simple, taking a bit of time, following through on that instinct to connect with someone else, and that can open doors to being there for someone when they really need it, in big ways and small, to help, to listen, to see someone. It all makes a difference. These intentional, instinctual interactions may result in a moment that holds profound power for someone that they may hold on to for the rest of their lives.
Insight number two, goodness catalyzes goodness. The impact of a kind gesture isn't limited to just the recipient. In Good People, we see a number of stories that illustrate how kindness can be, in short, contagious. We see proof point after proof point, showcasing how experiencing an act of kindness results in an inclination to pay it forward. Shout out to Sky's pursuit of public service law and the tow hitch Harriet carries in her Jeep. But the ripple effect doesn't end here. Simply witnessing examples of the better angels of our nature, as Abraham Lincoln put it, can have a far-reaching positive effect. And there's psychological research to back that up. A decades-long study by the National Institute of Health surveyed more than 25,000 participants through 8 experimental studies to measure how much their altruism increased upon seeing others engage in kind acts. The results revealed a moderately strong correlation between witnessing altruism and subsequently embodying it as a result. We call this the triple ripple effect. Generosity of the human spirit is positive for the person on the giving end, the receiving end, and anyone who bears witness to the act. We're pro-social creatures, and it's a beautiful thing. This is an important takeaway for this book. Our hope is that by simply reading these real stories of human decency, in other words, witnessing them, it means there's a personal benefit. It results in a feeling that you may then be inclined to carry out into the world. The stories within the pages of Good People encourage readers to think beyond the immediate impact of their actions and consider how their actions might positively influence others in ways they may never see. This serves as a reminder that we all have the ability to create positive change, even if it's just within our own small corner of the world. And then that small corner may not be so small after all. The more mindful and intentional we are in our daily interactions with people, the more likely we are to look for opportunities to be kind, even in situations where it feels easier to remain indifferent. This shift in mindset is a powerful one. It can lead to a more positive and fulfilling life as we start to see ourselves as active participants in creating a more compassionate and empathetic world.
Insight 3. Stories of human decency may just hold the power to change how you see the world. In the 1970s, media scholar George Gerbner coined the term mean world syndrome. This theory underscores how people may develop a cognitive bias and come to view the world as more dangerous than it actually is, and people as less trustworthy than they actually are. It centers on repeated exposure to negative narratives and information about humanity and how that affects our outlook. We've all heard the term, if it bleeds, it leads, in regards to violent, divisive content commanding headlines and attention in the media landscape. A consequence of consuming a media diet that reinforces this perception of the world is that it can raise your levels of fear, anxiety, pessimism. It can cause you to exist in a heightened state of alert, a constant state of fight or flight. And this is not good for you or your relationship with people. It could be partially responsible for driving social isolation and feeding, as Surgeon General Vivek Murthy called attention to, the epidemic of loneliness. He noted that the mortality impact of being socially disconnected is similar to smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day. But there are two sides to this coin, and this isn't to discount the very real problems we are faced with as individuals and as a society. But there is a whole lot of good happening too. It just doesn't get the same level of media attention. But these stories, ones that highlight extraordinary and ordinary goodness, hold the power to shape our worldview as well, one in which we see each other in a softer light. That's why it's so important to spend time with stories like these, those that present a counter-narrative about the world. It's important not just to provide a distraction or for a brief respite for the sake of mental health. It's important because it colors our larger beliefs about the world. And how we view the world can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we are constantly distrustful in a perpetual state of anxiety and fear, we are more likely to have interactions with others, both online and off, in which these feelings are validated. However, if we can provide some distance from the doom and gloom, tilt our heads to see the beauty around us, the human kindness, empathy, dignity, compassion, and collaboration, we may be more likely to create a world which validates those beliefs instead. We view good people as a testament to humanity, as an opportunity for anyone to immerse themselves in our shared inherent goodness. It's not a playbook of tips and tricks to become more optimistic or a better person, but a resource to dive into the unique feeling that these stories give you, and then the chance to carry that feeling out into the world and to see what happens as a result. As a society, we're at a crossroads for our future, and we're presented with a fundamental choice. We can choose the path that feeds off of fear, distrust, and anger, or one that thrives on connection, community, and empathy, love, and trust. The choice is ours.
Insight number 4. The impulse to help others, to empathize, is real, and it connects us all, more than we may realize. Each page in this collection is a reassurance, a testament to the simple fact that people, more often than not, are good at heart. We are able to gather example upon example because at the core of our shared humanity lies a powerful instinctual drive, the impulse to help others. Our differences are skin deep, but this impulse goes straight to the bone. It's evidenced by the diversity of stories in this book. We challenge anyone to spend time with this firsthand evidence and come away thinking it's the results of random occurrences rather than a fundamental aspect of who we are as human beings. There's a common thread connecting us all, the desire to make a difference in someone's life or the world at large. Science supports the idea that the selfless concern for the well-being of others is deeply rooted in our biology. Neuroscience research conducted at UCLA revealed that our brains may, in fact, be hardwired for altruism. Other studies show that our desire to cooperate is instinctual, Evolutionary scholars suggest that this behavior evolved because it was a mechanism that increased our chances of survival. By helping others, there was a greater possibility that our ancestors would have the opportunity to thrive. Today, this ancient instinct takes the form of everyday acts of generosity and care in ways large and small. It could take the form of listening to someone, seeing the opportunity to make a difference, and then acting upon that impulse. The stories and good people bring this science to life clearly and powerfully. Through them, we learn that our impulse to help crosses social, cultural, and economic boundaries, particularly on a person-to-person basis. And it's not limited to any one group or type of person. This is something that's universal, something that we can all tap into. This book introduces us to a beautiful tapestry of individuals, young, old, teachers, students, parents, grandparents, kids, neighbors, and strangers, who all make good on this impulse to contribute to the well-being of others in their own way. It's a wonderful and empowering thing to realize that even when darker forces can divide us, human kindness and connection holds our society, our species, together. Insight number 5. The story of human decency is always being written. The stories shared in this book, these slices of real life, came from all sorts of people from all walks of life. They are moving, surprising, funny, heartbreaking, inspiring, and most of all, real. And they came about because people had a desire to share their firsthand experiences of human decency with us, and they wanted others to know too. We see this every day on Upworthy posts, which inspire an outpouring of comments from our readers, each with their own story to share. In Creating Good People, we read through thousands upon thousands of comments, each the seed of a deeply moving, deeply human experience. And for every story that made it into the final collection, there were countless others that could have been shared. This sheer abundance of material underscores the fact that helping others is not an exception, but a norm. It's a daily occurrence. It's happening all around us, all the time. Often unnoticed, but meaningful nonetheless. Take a moment and consider the following question. What's the kindest thing a stranger ever did for you? Chances are something, someone, quickly comes to mind. And surely you remember a teacher that had a profound impact on the way you see yourself and the world. Those memories hold a power to connect us to the beauty of what it means to be human. When we consciously acknowledge the life-affirming impact of someone's kindness by spending time with the memory or sharing your experience, we then become active participants in the ongoing story of human decency. On that note, consider reaching out to someone who impacted you and see how it feels. And that can lead to a powerful feeling, one that acts as a catalyst to do more good and to look for opportunities to be there for others. Because the truth is, the book of human decency continues to be written every day. Let's all keep adding stories to it together.
Thank you so much for listening to these insights from our book, Good People, Stories from the Best of Humanity. We really hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Gabriel and Lucia. That was 5 big ideas from Upworthy's Good People, Stories from the Best of Humanity by Gabriel Rylick and Lucia Nell. Also check out our book bite for Hope for Cynics, The Surprising Science of Human Goodness by Jamil Zaki. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.